Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P Pam, known as Already Blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to stretch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Be patient. Incredible how he used the hardest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at?
Where you
people
at?
Waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. A lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic. Call midnight till the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
Muted. Unmuted. To start conference, the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT's two fantastic family. Today is Friday, February 21, 2020. Yours truly, RayRen98 here, along with...
Good morning, TNT. Oh, man. If that didn't sound good, there's a good reason for it, because I'm not feeling good. So, anyway... all right, guys, we're going to try and do this. I'm going to try and work my way through it, but I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. Yeah. I do have some kind of virus, they said. I was on so much medication yesterday that I was in the emergency room last night and thought I was having a stroke. Turned out it was only low blood pressure. Low something anyway. It was down to 46. It's supposed to be 120 or something like that. Anyway, blood sugar. So I'm back. We're going to go through it. And we're going to see how we make it through this day. All right. Not a lot of good news, but there is good news. Ray, did you send anything out?
No updates since our short Wednesday call.
Okay. I know Wednesday was a short call. There's nothing different going on, except they again scheduled the vote for Monday, which we are hoping that they actually take it this time. There is still opposition to the vote going on Monday, which we know it will be because it's Iraq. And the only really positive thing that we have is that Marty has now said, regardless, if they don't do it by the second, he's walking away, which is going to cause even more problems in the government. So they need to have it concluded by the 2nd of March, or he's going to walk away, done or not done. Which I like the added pressure that he's putting on them with that. So there's nothing different at the banks. Nobody's at the exchange center. Nobody's at the call center. I do have a couple of states that are training new people for the exchange centers. They put a list together last week or earlier this week, Monday, yes. They put a list of new people together to be trained at the exchange centers because so many other people have left over the process of this. So they are gearing up for that again. And everybody's positive that this is still going to happen. There's nothing with the CBI. They are done, ready, and waiting. All we're waiting for is the vote. I told you guys last Friday, because last Friday was in the vote, remember? And I said it's going to happen over the weekend, but it's Iraq. Anything can happen. They're dragging it out. The only negative thing now is there are some of the parliament members are saying Alawi should now be replaced because he won't submit the names they want. So now they want him to take another vote and replace Alawi. But we always knew Iran was going to try and drag this out any and every way they could. We just have to wait and see if they let it. Okay? So that's where we're at. We're waiting for Monday to come again to see what happens, or if it happens, so we can go forward from there. All right, Ray, you still there? We got awful quiet.
Okay. Yep.
So, all right.
Okay, let's we'll go right to the Q&A real quick then. Sons34 says, what would happen if the government gets approved without the two important cabinet positions, the Interior and the Defense? Do we still need to wait for those to be filled for the RV approval?
That's what we waited all last year for, was for those two to get approved. And that's what the whole fight has been about for the last 5-6 years, for those to get approved. But since they're saying it's in the budget now and it's part of the reform that the citizens are raising hell about, we may not have to wait for that this time. The other thing is, they may have already been approved in this course. Okay. The only positions they aren't filling is the three that the Kurds and somebody else have. I can't think of it at the moment. But it's not those two positions. All right. Go ahead.
All right. March the 2nd, the end of Alawi's term as designate is fast approaching. Please explain how Iraq can approve Prime Minister designate Alawi's cabinet if he himself has not been confirmed as the Prime Minister before that.
Because he can't be confirmed as the Prime Minister unless he can have an approved government. It's this process that has to. That's the way it works. It's not anything exceptional. That's how it's designed to go. If he can't get an approved government, they won't approve him. Not the other way around.
Okay. Now the question continues. If they confirm the cabinet, but then not confirm him, what happens? Square one.
If they confirm the cabinet, then they are automatically confirming him. Because that's all he has to do is have a government approved.
Okay. Took care of that one. Fanny Fandango says, at what point, if any, would the UN feel it necessary to take action? And do you have any idea what that action might consist of?
If they continue to kill the demonstrators or the riots get out of control, then the UN will go in and take action, which they've already warned Iraq about. And what action that was putting them back in Chapter 7, and the UN forces come in, take control, and reestablish a new government.
Okay. Sunstar says, number one, Postar V, retailers and exchange vendors have to be ready for business. In your mind, are they ready for local and international business?
I think they're ready. All they got to do is change their rates. The banking system has changed. They can already accept Visa cards, MasterCards, everything else. It's already set up on the internet. So the only thing that has to change is the rate itself. And for there to be an exchange rate, international rate, that's all.
Okay. Have you heard any news out of the MOS, TV reports, or CBI updates on the coins and fields?
Nothing. I did tell you guys that what they did 2 weeks ago, we were talking about CBI, said it was necessary steps in order for them to show the rate. But there was supposed to be a time frame attached to it. And when I tell you guys, there was a plan, and the plan was based on them taking the vote last Monday, then I can already tell you guys we were supposed to see something today or tomorrow or this weekend, but the vote didn't happen. So the plan has already changed, and I think I even tell you then it was there, it was known, but it's Iraq. So until they actually stick to a plan, we won't know. Well, we know what was necessary, or what they did was necessary in order for it to show up. All right. What's next?
What's next? Live person next. 865 area code. You are on.
Hi, Tony, and hi, Ray. Appreciate you doing the call. And get over whatever it is that you have, Mr. Tony. We don't want you to be ill when all this happens. Your reference to they having had that plan last week and presuming for the vote on Monday, and then they were planning it, expecting it Friday, Saturday, as in today, tomorrow. Are your folks saying that they are going to be doing somewhat the same sort of timing for next week as well, presuming a vote on Monday of next week, as we know that that's what is scheduled? Are you saying that we should be prepping for the end of the month?
You know, what I'm saying is, As soon as I said that, I knew I shouldn't have said that. It's as soon as the words came out my mouth. So why'd you say that? So anyway,
so
I have not gotten an update to the plan yet. So I don't know if it's gonna be shorter, longer, quicker, faster, but so what is the time frame? I would expect most likely it would, but especially since I just announced it to the world, anything could happen. So I'm gonna blame it on the medicine this time.
I was going to say, well, blame it on the medicine, get well on that. The fact that they still are not at the banks in terms of exchange centers, call centers, are your folks giving any indication, hope for, if they know this change of plan, are they anticipating being there next week? Have they given you any indication along those lines, or is that being too much wishful thinking at this point?
They are not going to the exchange centers, the call centers, or anywhere else until there is a new prime minister.
Period. Okay.
They are not.
Okay.
So all this you've been hearing all week from all these other guys about money being paid out and people sitting in call centers, exchange centers, is complete BS. And, you know, it was supposed to happen this morning. It was supposed to happen yesterday morning. Now it's scheduled for Monday, and the bank decision is just a bunch of BS.
Okay. Well, let's hope for a good weekend leading into Monday, leading into all of this happening, because 10 days from whenever that happens, we know that's when the TNT Super Fantastic Pay It Forward project will be. And at this point,
yes,
it does appear to be getting into March, but We'll take it when it gets here. So, and you get better over the weekend so that come Monday you can tell us all the great news and you will be great.
Ready to play.
Feeling great.
Thank you.
And Ray, all don't right. You catch anything either, okay?
Yes, ma'am. I'm staying on the East Coast.
Thank you.
Oh,
I know, but these germs can travel fast, so, you know. So take care. Have a great weekend. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye bye.
Bye bye. 281 area code, you are on.
Well, hello, Ray. Hello, Tony.
Hello.
How you guys doing?
Hey, I'm fantastic, sir. To the nth degree.
Good. Well, good.
And yourself?
Well, I'm glad you're feeling a little better, Tony.
Thank you.
A little bit better. Hopefully you'll get all the way there in a matter of time. So I had a couple of questions for you. On the first question, just curious, because I've been seeing it float around in Dinarland, about the Kuwait currency. Do you think that Kuwait, well, their currency, they will want their currency to kind of stay neck and neck with the Iraqi dinar once the RV happens and the rate, you know, in the form of the rate? So if, just say, Iraq's rate come out at more than what Kuwait's rate is right now, will they increase their rate, Kuwait, do you think?
No, they don't. The agreement was that their rate would be within 25 cents, 22 cents, something like that. And that was years
okay.
ago.
Right.
So they
okay.
already have an agreement in place. That's why I tell
in
you
place.
Guys that the dinar is going to come out, it's going to shoot up, and it's going to come back down to the agreed-upon rate, with, so everybody's not crossing the border, going into Iraq, trying to get rich.
Oh, okay. And also, I've been seeing in Dinarland where there's some training going on in Iraq as far as their operations managers and, you know, branch managers and all of that in their banking system, and it's just dawned on me, I'm like, okay, so now we're having more training over here at the exchange locations. That wouldn't be something that could be possibly linked together, right, as far as, okay, they're training over there, are we starting to do more training, or is it, like you said, just because we've lost some people at the exchange locations here as to why they're being trained, more people being trained out at those locations?
Yeah, we're exchanging new people, bringing them into the system because of the transition, that's all. They're probably doing the same thing, bringing in some additional banks and people are getting trained. It's not revamping the whole system. It's just training new people, that's all.
All right. Well, that's all of my questions at the moment. So hopefully you'll get better, and hopefully we'll see something interesting next week if they vote Monday. I'm going to keep my fingers crossed.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Have a good weekend. Right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you. 972, area code, you are home.
Hello, fellas. Danny in Dallas.
Danny, what's going
Danny
on?
Danny in Dallas. How you doing, man?
Yeah. Well, I'm doing better than you are, Tony. Sorry about that. But oh well. Clear lungs. Got clear lungs and low gasoline prices. It doesn't get much better, but hey, that's all right. I got a technical question having to do with procedure. Today, one of my buddies, you know, life goes on while we're waiting on this thing. One of my buddies and his bride are calling it quits. And he asked me if there was anything that needed to be done specifically with a divorce or separation. He was wondering if he needed to take his divorce papers. I seem to remember we covered this in the past, and your suggestion was they're probably going to take your word for it at the exchange. But if you were lying, you probably have some trouble with the IRS eventually. Is there anything different about that that I need to know or tell him?
Well, no, but here's the thing, that when you walk into a bank, the bank don't know if you're married or not married. If you just say, I'm not married, then okay, you're not married. Do what I do. The issue comes in when that spouse has his attorney go say, where's her share? Or where's his share? Oh, we didn't know there was a his or her. So, but then the bank, that's your business. That's your law. So you got to deal with it. You got to deal with that IRS. So the exchange does not have anything to do with it. If they ask you if you're married and you say, yeah, then this is what we need. If you say no, then this is what we need. They're not going to question it one way or the other.
Well, I thought that's what you left it at last time, but just for clarification, there's probably a few people that on the line out of 141,000 that may have not heard that answer before. So appreciate you going that direction. And I'm in the middle of hanging sheetrock and breathing in insulation dust, so I need to get back to work. Thank you, fellas.
All right. Have fun.
All right, sir. Hey, Danny, make sure you...
Well,
Danny, make sure you tell your friend to make sure that he knows all of the rules and laws for that particular state regarding divorce, and don't leave any unturned.
That's good counsel. Yeah, that's good counsel. I'll be sure and tell him that. He's probably listening in on the line, but thanks again.
Okay. Go ahead, Tony.
Hey, guys, I need you guys to be careful and vigilant about something else, but Danny just made me think about it. I got a call from people this morning, and these so-called pity gurus who keep telling you that the rates have already changed and that they started paying people out yesterday, day before yesterday, and that people flew into Reno and stand there waiting to get paid and all this other garbage that they're telling you guys for no reason every other day that the RV has happened or it already happened and started in the Hong Kong already. Okay, the problem is people have started showing up at the banks. And we had a situation, three banks yesterday, the idiots are walking in the bank demanding that they get to exchange their money. Idiot on the internet told them that the RV already happened or that the new rate was three something and, you know, we're just waiting for it. And people are starting to show up at the banks. All you're going to do is cause confusion and problems for all the rest of us. And if it gets too far out of control, then you're going to cause it to be stopped for all the rest of us. So please don't listen to these idiots keep telling you that the RV has happened or it's going to happen tomorrow morning, everything else, because it's not. It was guaranteed over the weekend because it's not. And I'm telling you that right now. We had a time when it could have happened any given moment day. Today is not that time. Now is not that time. But please don't let other people tell you that and start running to the bank. And these idiot gurus who are telling you that are going to be the downfall of everybody. Go ahead, Ray.
Okay. You know it's partly your fault.
It is? Probably is.
Yeah, because you kept telling them, listen to everybody. Listen to everybody. Let me stop. I was just kidding.
Well,
okay. 951, you're on.
I do want people to form their own opinions, but don't listen to idiotic opinions. All right, go ahead. My bad.
Hey, 951.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good day. Something like that.
Yep.
Anyway. So, sorry to hear you're feeling bad, Tony. That happened to me after the first of the year, so I brought the new year in being sick. But anyway, enough of that. Hey, what do you think that, well, chances, do you think we will get out of March without seeing this?
Look, I'm hoping and praying that we won't, okay? So just like everybody else, is there a possibility? Anything's possible because Iran is trying to save their neck. You know what happened today, guys? The European nation, everybody else, has now agreed with the U.S. and put Iran on a restricted list, terrorist watch list, on the back. So now they got even more pressure, even less places they can spend their money than now. And they're tightening the noose on them, which they're going to have to keep doing what they're doing and fighting to hold on to this as long as they can. And I understand that's what they're doing. I understand the new twist or plot today is when they came out and said, hey, let's name somebody different than Alawi. So they wait till then and say, hey, he didn't make it, let's name, and then give this guy his 30 days. That could happen. I mean, realistically, it could happen. We're hoping it doesn't happen. It could be. He could get the vote. The people could let it go through, and we could have the RV and then change everything afterwards. But it's always that possibility until we see what happens. The vote is supposed to be on Monday, but we got people on the legal side saying, hey, that's unconstitutional. You can't call for an emergency vote. That's against the law. So they don't want the vote to be on Monday. So we're still sitting here waiting to see what's going to happen on Monday. Either they're going to vote or they're not. He has enough votes or he doesn't. So it's still open, but if it goes through, God knows we're done. But if it doesn't, we'll have to see what's your next step.
So what are the protesters doing? Are they kind of taking it easy for now to see what happens with the vote or what?
The protesters are still protesting. We have a million man march scheduled for Tuesday.
Okay.
They still don't want Alawi to be the prime minister. He's still asking them to give him a chance. He said, just give me a chance. Give me a chance. And they're saying no. So they're having a million-man march on Tuesday. He's supposed to have a vote on Monday. So we'll see what happens.
Okay. Now, is there – I don't know. I guess in the past, I mean, there were stories, I don't know, about the U.S. holding this up, I mean, for whatever reason. Now it kind of sounds like it's being held up because of what's going on in Iraq. And I'm sure maybe people ask, you know, is there any way we can do this without the U.S.? But is there any way we can do this without Iraq?
No, we can't do it without Iraq because it's their country. And you got to have them done. Now, unless they just totally destroy their government, the U.N. go in and take over. And then do it, put somebody in place. But the way they are, as long as they're doing everything legitimately like they are right now and make it look like they're going through the process, you can't just go over and take over their country. they have to do something crazy, like start shooting people down the street again or something like that. But the way they're going now, no. Now, we didn't want it to go through because they weren't exposed like they are now. But now we've exposed everything, all the companies, all the people, how they're doing it. We let the people know what's going on. And by doing that, if it does go through, we can shut it all down. Because now the laws go through that apply to it. And the U.S. and the U.N. and international community have a reason to go in and shut it all down. Where before this, we never did. So that's one thing on our side, even if they do put in those positions. The key is still who goes in those two positions. That's why the U.S. has held it up forever, because those are the two positions that are going to control the money. Now, we know supposedly he's putting in two people who have nothing to do with either other parties. That's what Iran is mad about. They don't like who he selected for defense and that. And I don't know if the U.S. does or not, but we're not arguing about it. So it could very well go through this time, that way. And it's only temporary, so we'll see.
Yeah, well, I guess what I was wondering is, you know, at one time you said there was baskets, you know, there'd be some countries in the first basket, some countries in the second basket. Now it sounds like everybody's going to be going all at the same time. I guess, but what I was wondering is if Iraq and Iran could be excluded from the first basket, I guess is kind of what I was asking, if it could go without them this time.
Well, there's always going to be baskets. They're not doing everybody together. They're still baskets, and they're still separated by 18 months. So I don't know who told you they were all going at the same time, because they're not.
Oh.
And, no, Iran and Iraq are in the first basket, and nobody goes without Iraq. Nobody. There is no basket. There is no RV. There is no GCR without Iraq. Iraq is the foundation for the GCR.
Okay, yeah. That's what I was, remember you saying and everything. I just wonder if there was a chance or whatever. And I guess I didn't mean, I guess I was getting that confused. I didn't mean all the countries. I was getting all the countries involved, but they're talking about all the groups going at the same time or something. So I guess I got those two confused. So.
Yeah,
sorry about that.
And all the groups will go at the same time. Always says, and the groups will go when all the rest of us go. We will all go at the same time, whether you're part of a group or not. The only difference in you and a group is you'll get your money a whole lot faster than the groups do.
Okay, and what about the public? Are they going after the groups?
The public is going after the internet and the groups go, yes. Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty. Well, thank you so much. Thank you guys for all you're doing. Thank you for being on the call, even though you're not feeling good. And thank you, Ray, too. So,
yes,
thank
sir.
You guys.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
423 area code.
Hey.
You're on. Hey.
That's me.
That's you.
Tony,
hey.
Don't die on us before this revaluation happens. That wouldn't be good.
Hey, you know, I thought about it a couple of times. I was like, man, wouldn't that be sad?
Wow, well, that's terrible. Wow, that was low. Are you a diabetic?
No.
You're not diabetic. Okay. I wonder how your blood sugar got.
Everything they were giving me, yeah, and I was saying, oh, and I hadn't eaten in 3 days. But, okay.
I'm so sorry you're feeling terrible. I hope you get over that real soon. Mm. And thank you for doing this call, even feeling as bad as you do. Wow. Here's my question. There's never going to be, I mean, it's so obvious to everybody. There is never going to be a time that Iran is not opposing this. Why would their opposition make any difference? Unless, you don't think Alawi is really, really working with him, although he says he's not, do you? I mean, it seems weird to me to let any of their opposition make any difference. For what did he say last week? He was going to have to do an emergency meeting and do the vote, and here it is a week and a half later, and he hadn't done it yet. So what do you think's going on?
It wasn't him, though. You got to remember, Parliament has to vote. People have to show up to do the vote every day. And yes, they are Iranian-backed, and the most of them are. So until the people raise so much hell that they don't have any choice, they can continue doing that. You got to realize that when they take the vote and the new people come in, all these old people lose their jobs. He's replacing all of them. Not only that, but a bunch of them are going to be arrested. Warren, that's why Marty said, hey, wait a minute. I want to get out of jail free card before we do this. And they told him, no, you're not getting that because we don't give it. The international community is going to come after you. These guys are going to come after you. So just be prepared for it. And that's why the rest of them are going to fight it also. So what's going to be the breaking point? I don't really know if it's not the people. Now, once the people get up enough to threaten all of them, then they're going to say they have to do it. Until then, I look for them to try and drag it out as long as they can.
Well, I don't know how they, if a lot of the parliament are Iranian, how could they ever expect them to vote the way we want them to vote? They're not going to, even if they show up, are they?
Well, he's saying he has the majority. So not all of them are, but in the key positions are Iranian-backed, and that's why they listed who those people were. But it's just like saying, you know, all Republicans follow Trump when they don't. Not all of them. It may look like they do, but all of them don't. And the same thing for Democrats. All of them don't follow Bernie or Biden. They may look like they do, but there's enough of a difference when they can say, hey, no, we're not doing this anymore. We're done with it, and we're going to get our country. They just got to get them in that room and do that. So it's the guys at the top who are the most threatened and who are going to feel it. And they're the ones still trying to control things.
Well, you think they're going to keep being able to control things? Continue?
No.
If they're
No. Everything tumbles sooner or later. Sooner or later, it's going to have to wear out. Sooner or later, the people get to stop talking about it. And guess what? They stood out there in that snow and that cold and 20 degrees, 15 degrees. It's getting warmer every day. And when it gets warm, it's going to get horrible.
Oh, my gosh. That's horrible. Well, if he says he's got the majority, then does it even matter if a lot of them don't show up, if the ones that show up vote right? Can he just go ahead with that?
Well, if he can get the majority to show up and vote, right. Now, the only other thing is now they're over there on the legal side contesting that they can even do it, saying it's not legal. I don't care how many you have. And now we got to go through this legal thing with this guy over here saying doing that. Or saying you can't even call an emergency vote. So they're just trying to, you know, confuse it as much as possible until it happens. That's all.
We just need to pray hard that this thing will really happen Monday. Do you feel a good? Do you feel
okay.
strongly about it happening Monday?
No, I told you guys last weekend anything could happen. This time, when it happens, I'm gonna be happy. I know they have plans for when it happens. We just don't know when it's gonna happen. That's all.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I guess we have to hang tight.
Right.
Thank you. God bless you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
610. You should be on.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Ray.
Hey, sir.
And good morning, Tony. It's G-Man NPA.
G-Man, how you doing,
Greetings.
Man?
Doing super fantastic, Tony. And prayers going your way so that you get better. And I'm going to keep my PSA very short today so you can get off this call and continue to heal. Ladies and gentlemen, donations are needed to keep this information superstation on the air, and you can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNT Super Fantastic, and you'll be able to make your donations electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad you did. Again, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, KYW, know your worth, and rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Tony, feel better and make it a dynamite weekend.
All right.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay. 209, you are on.
Good morning. Whoops. Good morning. I have a question about, you guys are so good about getting a tweet out to us for the call and a text, but my sister-in-law went on and she got this message that she was to click on conference, open and activate, and start a free account to secure download. Was that from you guys?
It said
Ray 98. Okay. The other question I have is I usually get a text from you and a tweet. Today I didn't get any text. I got the first tweet, but I didn't get the second tweet. I'm not sure if there's a glitch at your end or my end or any end.
Well, there's a glitch somewhere. We sent out two texts, but I sent them both out the exact same way. So nothing changed between the first one and the second one on my end. The instruction was send it out. So
if Monday I don't get a text from you, I'll need to sign back in maybe?
Either that or check with your service provider to see why you didn't get it already.
Okay. And then,
are you a Twitter user?
I get your Twitters, yes, and that's how I was able to give it to my sister-in-law. But like I said, when she went
are you a Twitter user? Do you have a Twitter account?
Yes, I get your tweets.
Okay, that's not the same
thing.
Do you have a Twitter account? Do you go to Twitter.com and have a profile?
I don't know, to be honest with you.
Then you probably don't. Okay. I was going to say that's another way to guarantee that you do get them if you are on Twitter. You can set your filters to make sure that sounds like you're not on Twitter. Because most folks who are on Twitter would know it. You would know if you have a profile on Twitter, if you actually have a Twitter account. So it's okay. I was just curious to try to see which way to instruct you.
Let's see
what happens Monday.
Our computer challenged. My daughter's coming up, so I'll have her check it out for me. So thank you guys very much. I gave us the information we needed. God bless. Bye.
Great. Thank you. Bye-bye. 281 area code. You are on.
It's me. Hi, guys. How are you all doing?
Hi there. I'm fantabulous, sir. To the nth degree. And yourself?
Great. I'm waiting on Tony.
I'm here. I'm not going to tell you I'm super fantastic.
No, you're not, honey. Not today.
No.
Oh, my. We just thank the Lord for healing you this day in Jesus' name. We thank him for healing you. Mm-hmm. Now, count it to my head, not my heart. Can you repeat what will happen after March the 2nd if they don't do all of this about will he be out of there then, or will he still be in there?
Well, if he fails to have a government on March the 2nd, then they can select somebody new. That's all. But Marty has already said March the 2nd, he's walking away. He don't care whether there's a new government or not. So all of that can create a constitutional crisis in Iraq, which I'm sure nobody
Correct.
Wants.
Do you believe that's when the United States will step in?
Nope. I don't believe the United States will step in or UN will step in unless there's violence in Iraq and civilians are being harmed. That's the only reason.
What?
Other than that, right, if it's just a dysfunctional government, they'll say work it out.
Right. Well, while we're waiting, buy more drones.
That's right. Buy more drones while you're waiting. That's true.
Okay. All right, guys. It's a pleasure to hear both of your voices today.
All right. Thank you.
And we're going to be touching and agreeing that the vote goes through Monday.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Okay, Tony, I'll be praying for you. All righty.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you both.
Okay. 619. Area code. 619-717. Going once. Going twice.
Sorry, I was muted, guys. Can you hear me now?
Okay, we hear you. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Tony. Sure hope you get to feeling better quick. So, quick question, Tony. If I misunderstood you, at the very beginning, you said that Mahdi, if not completed by the second, he would check out. Did you mean to say Alawi?
No. I meant to say that Mahdi has said, if this is not done by the second, he's leaving, period. Alawi, if it's not done by the second, is being replaced, period, because he only had 30 days to put together his government. If he didn't have it put together in 30 days, they can select somebody else. So, yeah,
okay.
On the 2nd of March, this entire process could start all over.
Okay. Makes sense. Sorry about that. Thank you for clearing that up.
That's okay.
And then there was some talk about the Dong would not be in the first basket, kind of rumors going on and stuff. Have you heard anything to that?
No, I've heard nothing to that. As a matter of fact, I know the Dong is going to be in the first basket. I know the rate is still there. And for those of you who are listening, I had a good talk with my friend Oki. He called me yesterday, a day before yesterday, to assure me that things were still in place. Okay? So that's just to let you guys know I talked to Oki. He's doing good. But no, nothing has changed.
Okay. Awesome. That's it. Appreciate your time. Hopefully you get better and hopefully next week will be a good week for us.
Yep. All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right. 404, you are on. You did this the other day, too. Taking notes.
That's right.
360, area code, you are on.
Is that me?
That's you.
Oh, okay, good. How are you, Ray and Tony? I'm sad that you're feeling bad, but thank you very much for being on the call. Really appreciate that. And
okay.
I know you know that all of us are appreciative. The question I have has to do with there's a lot of indications that Iran is trying to interfere with Alawi. Yet Alawi is also working with the the protesters, or at least that's what the news says. Can't the people in the protesters that are working with Alawi basically go back to the protesters and let them know that they're having confidence? Is any of that happening? Because Alawi sure seems like he's taking a different course. Whoa.
Okay, so this is what's going on. The protesters said they wanted no one who had anything to do with the government to be the prime minister. Nobody who held another government position, everything. Alawi used to be one of Maliki's deputies. So even though he said he changed his mind and he departed from Maliki and didn't believe what he was saying anymore and all of that, the people weren't going for it. That's BS. Is that we don't want anybody that was associated with him. So Iran wanted Alawi. They put him in there. They brought him back, said, hey, we're going to shove you down their throat, whether they want you or not. And you're going to make these people in these positions that we're telling you to. And then Alawi said, I'm not going to do that if you guys are going to tell me what to do. And he left. Then they went over to him and they brought him back and said, hey, we're going to do this. We're going to let you make the decision. But these are the people we want. And we're going to give you options, 3 here, 5 here, this there. But this can still be your choice. The people see that and they're still saying this is still Iranian back. So the people weren't going for it. The protests are getting bigger. So then they bring Sadar in. Remember all this? Sadar comes in, I'm for the people, everything else. And then you figure out, oh, he's really Iranian too. So now Sadar is out. But Sadar had people infiltrate the protesters, then walk to the top and try and take over the protest. You guys go in there and take control because they don't know what they're doing. They're leaderless. They're just a mob. You go in there, then you become the voice of the protest. So he sent his guys in there. They want to become the voice of the protest. They want to go meet with Alawi. But the protesters said, hey, we don't know those guys. They're not speaking for us. They're speaking for themselves when they, in fact, were saying whatever Sadar wanted them to say. But the people aren't stupid as he thought they were. They're like, no. You can make all the agreements you want with them, tell them whatever you want. We don't agree with it. We're not following them. We're not following the blue hats. We're not following Sadar. We see exactly what you guys are trying to do. You're trying to make us a new government agency so we'll follow your rules and your meetings and go to your votes, and we're not doing that. And that's why they're not listening to them. Now, Alawi said, okay, guys, I got your 7 points you gave me, though, and I'm going to make every one of them happen if you allow me in office. And they're saying, no, we don't believe you because you lie like the rest of them lie. You will say whatever you want to say like every other government does just to get in there, and then we got to go through this whole mess again because that's what's going to happen if he doesn't do it. Now, Alawi is saying right now, it's done. This is done, that's done, that's done. Just let me put the government together so we can enforce it. We have everything done except for the new voting and when they're going to have the new elections done. Everything else he's saying is done. We just have to have the new government together so we can take the votes to get it through, because that's what it takes. So we can have the budget so we can implement it. Let me do that. Now, even if the people chose to, which they don't have any choice because they're not the ones voting, now he went in there, he didn't pick who Sadar wanted him to pick. He didn't pick who Maliki wanted him to pick. He picked the aristocrats. He actually gave the protesters 2 positions and input on 5 more, and they don't like that. The old government doesn't like that. Wait a minute, you're going to let them get involved in this? We didn't agree to that. So now they don't want him to be there either, and they're going to drag it out as long as they can till somebody loses, but that's where we are.
Now, what about the fact that Alawi has kind of gotten the Sunnis involved in and backing him, as well as the Kurds backing Alawi? Doesn't that have anything to any kind of influence in this whole affair? That is,
well,
you know, because the Shiites are the ones that are Iranian.
Okay, what he has done is got the Kurds and the Sunnis to say, guess what? We're going to step back and we're going to stay out of the way until you guys resolve this. So if you get through all that, they told Alawi, now we will discuss our points of view after you've been appointed. And even though he met with them yesterday and they had a meeting and said they came to a conclusion and an agreement yesterday, he doesn't need them there in order to get this done. But he doesn't need them fighting him, which they said, we will not fight you. You will not be the opposition, the Kurds or the Sunnis. We're out the way. You go deal with them. And that's what he's doing.
Okay. And then Iran did a revalue on their rial, and it changed it to some tomas or some other currency. Is that part of the sanctions? Are they trying to bring out a other currency that they have and kind of giving up on the rial to try to survive through all the sanctions?
It's not going to change anything. I don't think it's going to change. Nobody still going to do business with it. You know,
okay.
Even though they changed the name of it, the currency, yeah.
Okay. And then are they still killing? Is the militia still killing the demonstrators?
Well, yesterday they were, except they're not using military arms now. They're using farm rifles and things to shoot protesters to make it look like it's not them. But it's still them, and everybody knows it is.
Okay. So that hasn't stopped.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. And
yes, sir. Thank you very much.
All right,
thank
you,
sir. We'll get 727 area code. We'll get you in.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, perfect. Well, because I got on late. I didn't hear your intro and all that. I was out of the truck. But I thought I'd just wing in a prayer, and sure enough, both were answered. So thanks for picking me up at the end, Ray. I appreciate it. Tony, I hope you get better. And we feel better when you feel better. That's how that works.
Right.
So, everybody's looking for you to rebound. I guess I'm still optimistic that something's going to be done. I guess I missed that point where I'm just not sure what's going to be done. But Iran benefits as long as there's no prime minister, right? Especially if it's not they're going to get what they want. So they benefit by another delay and another delay. The protesters are still getting shot. So I guess my question is, why doesn't the United Nations put them back in Chapter 7, dissolve their government, and start over?
Okay, now, two weeks ago, I think I told you guys about 8 protesters getting shot and 60 people in Chicago getting shot over the same weekend. So you know that Monday or Tuesday article came out in Iraq about people getting shot in Chicago compared to Iraq. Somebody sent it to me, said, hey, Tony, they're listening to your call. I mean, news article came out over there. about people getting shot in Chicago versus Iraq. It's the same way this weekend, last weekend. And we can only use Chicago's, not Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, Southside, or anywhere else. We can't look at a news article on Iraq and say, hey, five protesters got shot in the last 3 days, and the UN go in and take over their whole country when 500 American citizens, kids, babies get shot every week, and they letting us walk up and down the street like nothing's happening. You think, can that justify them going in, taking over a whole country? No. But if they did what Iran did and slaughtered 1,000, 1,500 people in a week, they'd have justification to go in and do that and say, let's stop it right now. But that's not the case. So there is no justification for the UN to go in and take over the country. They still have a functioning government, even though it's dysfunctional, it's functioning.
Okay. That was my question. Have a good weekend.
Sir.
Now, I missed the first of your call. Are you saying that they're committing to having a vote by Monday or Tuesday? Is that the plan?
There's supposed to be a vote scheduled for Monday and a million men marched by the demonstrators scheduled for Tuesday.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Well,
thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you picking up my call.
All righty. Take care.
All right. Thank you, sir.
You bet. You bet.
501, we'll squeeze you in.
Yeah, thank you for giving me the opportunity to participate in your call. Once my question is a two-part. Once the problems in Iran and Iraq are resolved, who has the responsibility and or authority to set up the 800 numbers here in the United States?
U.S. Treasury.
So that's already, those people have already assumed the responsibility of doing that?
They've been did that years ago. They have the numbers. They will authorize the numbers to be released. And we will go to the bank.
I think that's a good sign. If that little piece of bureaucracy has been resolved, we're making steps forward, I think. Am I correct or not?
Oh, yeah. But that's been the system for years from now. They've always had that. And that's where it'll come from. The moment they say go, they'll let it go, and we're on our way.
That's enlightening. That made my day. So, tell me one thing about it. I've got a little problem. Solve your problem. You know what solves your problem of your cough and stuff?
What?
More sex.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. All right.
Okay. All right. 415. We'll get you in real quick.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm okay, but I'm not concerned. But I'm concerned about your meeting, okay? And I wondered if Ray had sent you the email I'd sent, because you also need some natural types of stuff, not just drugs. So I sent you a list of things that I take when I'm coming down with something, which could be a virus. It isn't that that's all that should be, but and you do have people up in your area, naturopaths, functional medicine doctors. Even chiropractors know about how to help the body, you know, fight things on its own, not just drugs. But I just want you to be aware of that, because you've had this for like over a week or something now, haven't you?
Since Monday.
Yeah,
that's
what
right.
Did you say on the weekend? The weekend you said you didn't feel well. So, So I just, I sent him an email. If he didn't get it, I can send it again, and I hope he shares it with you. There are just some certain things that are really helpful, because a lot of this kind of virus and stuff, our immune system is in our gut. It's in our digestive system. And so when that goes south, you know, you need to be able to also help it there. And the drugs, so many of them, I mean, they can be great in certain circumstances, but they all have side effects, and they affect the liver. So I just get concerned. I'm just concerned. I want you to be well, and because I really appreciate all that you and your brothers do. Your brother does.
Thank you.
Okay.
All righty. Thank you.
All right.
All right.
Alrighty. I'll hold the thought for March 2nd. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for getting me in. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. One last hand up. We'll squeeze you in since you're the last hand. 202.
Yeah, he almost said that 10 times already, but okay.
Well, this was the last one. I was going to squeeze the other one, but they talked faster than I thought, so we could. 202?
No,
did you change your mind?
I'm just joking. Let's go. Hello?
Hi. 202.
Hi, this is 202. Thank you for taking me.
Yes.
I sent you, Ray, a text, and it's kind of redundant with what the young lady just said. Could you share that with Tony? I appreciate
all health-related stuff that you guys have sent me, I forwarded it on to Tony. It was a text or an email. I more than likely sent it over to him. I definitely wasn't sitting on it holding it. But thank you very much.
Thank you. That's all I wanted. Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, sir.
Thank you.
Let's wrap this up.
Okay, guys, we're actually right where we were last Friday, waiting to see if there's a vote on Monday, and let's see what happens if it is. Other than that, everybody else is ready. Nobody's expecting a RV this weekend. There's nobody at the exchange centers, nobody at the call centers, and if there is, I 100,000% guarantee you, we will tweet it out. We will let you know every step of the way as we get ready to do this. So, but everything is good. Today's another opportunity to buy more dong, the way I look at it. Let's see what happens Monday. Lead us to Tuesday. So, do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day. Try to enjoy your weekend. And we'll see you on Monday. Right?
All right, ladies and gents. Hey, we have a little special treat for, actually it's for the TNT members, but I know there's some non-TNT people up here listening. Why, I don't know, but I know you're up here. But anyway, for my members, back in 2015, I was doing a training call on the open mic about banking. And we had some employees, ex-bank employees. I think they were all ex at the time, or they might have been present. That's not important. Anyway, I had three members that got on this panel to discuss banking and what we can look forward to post-RV. And it was just a good training call that in 2015. So over the years, I kind of forgot that we did that. And I came across it and shared it today on open mic. And, of course, folks were drooling out the side of the mouth. Hey, I want a copy of that. I hadn't heard that before. And so we made it available so all of TNT can go listen to it. I did post it in the forum. So just go into the forum where the updates are normally posted, and you can see one for banking seminar from 2015. It's about an hour long, but it's something good to listen to when you have the time. So that's a little nugget or present for TNT members, and the haters, you can go access it too. You can learn something. But anyway, I'll put it there for the TNT folks. And our next regularly scheduled call is going to be on Monday. It's weekend time, guys, so enjoy the weekend, and let's see what happens. Hopefully some good information will come out letting us know what to expect Monday, Tuesday into next week, which will put us into the last week of February. Might still get this thing done before the end of the month. Time will tell. Keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
I believe the rain will go.
I believe.
I want you to already see yourself out of the storm.
Are you ready?
The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide. I believe the promise that He made. Oh, I believe. Oh, it's already done.
The blessing is yours. God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Bacardi.
That my God is a healer. Yes, He is. And I believe.
Are you ready?
That I will survive. Oh, I believe that
God
is able. Oh, I believe. I know He is already done.
The Word tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's going to do it for you.
To stop conference recording,
hello?
Press 1.
This is your private banker.
This session is no longer
it's done.
Being recorded.
It's finished.
What?
It's done.
Honey!
It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. Everything's completed. There's nothing else to say. It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. And we are out of here.